Hello, my Audioboo friends. Well, it's still Tuesday. It's now 3:30 in the afternoon. I've just finished doing some errands. I did the groceries. I was working on a few projects downstairs. I even was able to update my Remember the Milk list. As I mentioned in my last boo, what I want to do in the next 3 to 6 months is really, really hunker down and get my digital life in order. I mentioned Remember the Milk, which is an online, and there's also an iOS app and a Mac app, and I think a Windows app as well. And what it does is it enables you to synchronize all your to-do lists and project lists. And what I like about it is you can create different categories, so you can put your information in under different headings. I've been doing this with a system called TiddlyWiki, which is basically a wiki system that you can carry around on a USB stick. The only problem I have with it is, well, there's two problems really. If I don't happen to have my USB stick with me, I can't do anything about it. I mean, I could copy it's just one HTML file that it creates that encompasses the entire wiki system. And it's great because you can use what they call camel text, which means you start a word or a combination of words, and you keep them together, and the only thing separating them is you capitalize the first letter of the second word. So for instance, if I wanted to write podcast project, for instance, then podcast would have a capital P and project would have a capital P. And if you kind of looked at it, it would look like the bumps on a camel. That's why they call it camel text. And when you write that, it automatically creates a link to a new article. Then you click on the link, it opens up the article, which doesn't exist yet, and then you start typing in it and create an article for the wiki, and so on and so forth. I've been using this for probably the better part of 4 years, and you're probably asking yourself, well, if you've got a system, why change it? Well, I'm changing it because it doesn't synchronize across all my machines. And right now, my three main systems are my iPhone, my Mac, and my Windows laptop. And when I'm at work, instead of having to bring my USB key and firing this up, and I could just go to Remember the Milk, the website, and organize things if something comes up. If I get an email and I needed information from one of my clients and he gave me the information, I could just update the Remember the Milk website and boom, off I go. I've got it on my iPhone and I've got it on my Mac at home once it synchronizes. And I think that would be very fluid. It would be the most fluid and efficient way to work. Another thing that I had mentioned, I think it was a couple of days ago, was my desire to change my pointing device on my Mac. Up to now, I've been using a Wacom Graphire. In fact, it's called a Graphire 2 or 3. It could be even the 4. Wacom had gone up from the original Graphire, which was this light gray spaceship-looking thing, which was a graphics tablet. It had a mouse and, again, a stylus. And that was the original PS2. Then they did a USB, which is what I got, the Graphire 3, I think it's called. And it's got a USB connection, and it's Mac compatible. It had the driver, but of late, I've been having some problems and issues. So I took a dive and I bought myself a Magic Mouse. I wasn't going to at the beginning because they retail for $69 at the Apple Store here in Montreal. And then I saw online, I found one place that had it for $59, brand spanking new. So I said, okay, you know what, for the $10 and it had free shipping, I said, yeah, let's go for it. So I bought it and I couldn't be happier. I got it. In fact, I ordered it yesterday. I got it today. Super quick service, unwrapped it, the batteries were already in it, just turned it on, connected it via Bluetooth to my Mac, and it works flawlessly. I'm really, really happy with it. It's nice, it's got scroll feature on the top. It's got multifunction touch, so you can do double scrolls and all this really neat, great stuff. So you can do zoom, and I'm really happy with it. And now, of course, my Graphire tablet, I'm going to relegate it to my portable for now on my Windows machine, because I want to see if it really is the mouse. If there's a problem with just the driver, well, then I can use it on my notebook, if I'm using my notebook elsewhere, or if I decide to go out, because this thing powers by the USB, so it doesn't need any additional power, and I could bring it with me. I could, if I was going, say, to my mother's or whatever, or my mother-in-law's, and I want to bring my laptop and my graphics tablet, I can. It's small. It's portable. I can get a little bag for it to carry it in. Be perfect. Now, that, of course, that leaves my Mac, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get myself a Wacom graphics tablet. Now, the thing is, since I have the Magic Trackpad and I have the Magic Mouse, no, I'm not getting a Magic graphics tablet. they haven't made those yet. Seriously, I'm looking at just getting a graphics tablet without the touch, because Wacom makes one, as I had mentioned, where the whole graphics tablet is one huge touch tablet. Well, I don't really need it, because I got the Magic Trackpad for that, if I need to do the touch and the zoom and that. And I've also got the Magic Mouse, which kind of emulates some of the same functions. But what I do need is the stylus and the precision of the stylus and the feel. So the one I'm looking at now buying is the Wacom Splash. So it's a Wacom Bamboo Splash, and it retails for some ridiculous price, like I think I saw it for $59. So that's the one I'm most likely going to get, and it's nice size. It's 8.5 by 10, so it's a nice big tablet and allows you to really do some really good work on it. And the shape of it, as opposed to the one I had, which sort of had a 4x3 configuration for the older screens, this one has the 16x9 configuration for the wider high-definition screens, right? The ones, the 16x9 that we're all used to now on our television, TVs and that. The format's different, right? It's wider. And these Wacom graphic tablets are wider in that respect, so they have the same 16x9 configuration and format. Okay. So that's basically it. That sort of gives you an update on what's going on with that. I believe I did another audio boo on my way to the groceries, which I have not posted. I'm going to listen to it, because I ramble on about, not that I'm not rambling on in this one. I ramble on about voice boo. Oh, God. Voice bo. Couldn't they have named it something else? Anything, you know? How about voice yoo-hoo or something? Voice bow. So darn close to voice boo or audio boo. Audio bow. Anyway. Yes. So like I was saying, I did this thing on voice bow. I'm not sure. I'm going to listen back to it. If it's all right, I might just post it anyway. More information thrown at you. Again, I just go into why I personally, you know, I'll try out voice bow, but I'm not going to jump to yet another social network. It's just not going to work for me. Like Audioboo, I'm sticking to Audioboo. One thing I didn't touch on in my other voice bow Audioboo is that voice bow might be really good for Audioboo. And what I mean by that is competition. And they might get ideas. They might see how voice bow does something, and they say, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. We're going to implement that on our iOS app. And let's face it, I mean, even if they do, what, they're going to scream, you know, copyright infringement? I don't think so, because in the end, well, VoiceBow, if it came after Audioboo, couldn't Audioboo just say, hey, we have an audio social network? Well, they're not going to do that, right? So it's a little bit of give and take here. I think it's good. Competition's always good. That's why they open restaurants across the street from each other and gas stations across the street from each other. Thanks for listening.